You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm John Blackmore of Cognos. Jenna, today I thought if we had the opportunity to discuss one of your recent articles in CFO Europe on some of the top challenges facing finance. I know you've come up with a list of 10. Were there any surprises on your list?
Increasingly, what I'm hearing is from CFOs is that they need to hone their human capital management skills. There's definitely a war for talent in various parts of the world, and if you keep losing talent, that CFO definitely starts to notice that, not only within their own teams because they do want the best support that they can possibly get, but also for the overall company. It can have a hugely damaging effect on their competitive advantages.
Now, that's an interesting switch from what most would think would be the classic role of the CFO. Would you say that this role has evolved or changed considerably over the last 5 years?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you're right. I think it doesn't fall naturally into the CFO remit in many respects. But CFOs are very aware of the leadership role that they can be playing in terms of developing their company's human capital management. So it goes far beyond just looking at people as numbers on a balance sheet.
We see a similar switch where finance people are looking far beyond just results and reports and, you know, the classic bean counting, and more into performance issues such as you're talking about. Do you have other examples where you see this trend being realized?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think, you know, it's been a frequent topic about the interaction between IT and finance. And we recently wrote an interesting article. We caught up with some CFOs who actually are almost the brokers between finance and IT. Their companies have had enough foresight to actually put someone in between the two who can actually be the person bridging those two functions and really bring their goals to complement each other rather to conflict with each other. That's been a very classic area. But we've also been looking at finance in terms of CFOs really encouraging, for example, their treasurers to go beyond their classic risk management areas and think, well, okay, how can we help procurement, for example? We're very good at understanding price movements, so how can we partner up there? And there are a huge number of other areas. For example, another area is marketing. It has also traditionally been a very adversarial area for finance. Now, I think with more technology, companies are realizing that they can reach out to their customers much more easily, and their customers can reach out to them much more easily. And so, but finance is actually seeing a huge role that they can play to help marketing hone those metrics. It's trying to figure out what metrics does your company need, and finance is really well placed to do that.
So, I guess your recommendation is then, you know, if you have finance plus X department, other line of business, metrics being that connection point and sort of co-defining metrics as a way to get a common language?
Exactly, that's it. I mean, people, you know, I think traditionally have always thought finance only spoke in numbers and numbers that, you know, sort of that were numbers that didn't relate to the rest of the business. I think not necessarily that finance is accomplished this yet, but I think they're starting to wake up to the fact that it's pointless just producing a report that no one understands. Throwing a whole bunch of numbers out of the department to other parts of the company is nice, but it doesn't really do a lot of good. Instead, it's really sort of drilling down and helping companies do the analysis and helping other parts of the company understand, well, what are the metrics that matter, and how do we translate that into language that everybody can understand?
Yes, that's another thing we see, you know, especially with finance and frankly with the other departments, is the necessity to look at both your financial data and connect it in with the operational data that, I guess, drives those numbers. Do you see that happening as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and it's I think this is an area to watch, but there's a huge area of non-financial measurements that CFOs have been a bit wary about when a lot of this to talk about CSR, you know, corporate social responsibility, et cetera, producing reports that, you know, about your carbon footprint, et cetera, is pretty daunting for CFOs because, you know, for the most part, a lot of those issues are soft. A lot of those don't fit neatly into the numbers that they have risen to up the ladder crunching away. And so they need to be able to have confidence that the numbers and the non-financial measurements that they're pulling out from their businesses are reliable, and that they can consistently take those numbers and combine them into their financial data, and then work them into a consistent way that shows trends, shows that you understand your past, present, and your future, which is pretty daunting as well for companies to start talking about their future. What are our future risks? And there's more and more demand externally for that type of thing. And companies are looking towards a CFO to do that, but it's not in their comfort zone necessarily yet.
You raised a lot of great points here. One that I just wanted to pick up on quickly, you talked about the reliability of the numbers. It's something else that we see, especially as, you know, people like a CFO or other senior executives get more far-ranging in their data requirements. The quality of the data starts to become more and more of an issue. Is this something else that you see?
Certainly, and I think, you know, it sort of ties in with another theme, I think, of as companies grow and expand globally, let's say, and their supply chains just start, you know, reaching across the globe. It's been going on for quite a long time, but just recently, because of the recent wave of M&A action, a lot of companies have been consolidating, i.e. getting bigger. So they're pulling in maybe, you know, now they're working side by side to former competitors and trying to meld their IT systems and their ERP systems together, trying to understand what sort of data they have that's comparable to start reporting externally and internally.
In your role as editor CFO Europe, you obviously get to be in contact with a lot of senior financial leaders. You don't have to name any names, but perhaps if you could think of some of who you consider game-changing CFOs in your coverage area, and what makes that person that kind of game-changing CFO?
They want to make an impact very quickly. So you'll see CFOs who are very action-oriented, and not short-termism in the sense of you know, quarter by quarter, but they will want to see change within their teams and the impact that finance is able to make. And I think another point is that the CFOs who I'm always impressed with are the ones who can really articulate what their company vision is.
Do you think that this drives some of the results that you saw in your survey with them?
It does. It does. And I think, you know, speaking of the operational areas, they also see the importance of getting some experience in operations. The aspiring CFOs I speak with have got that message loud and clear. So there's a real interest among CFOs and future CFOs in getting closer to operations by actually rolling up their sleeves and getting out there and working right with the people out in operations rather than sitting back in headquarters.
Just a last question. You're looking, you know, we started off with your article of the top 10. What do you see coming down the pipe for finance professionals? Do you see any significant change in that top 10 list?
We've just done a bit of research, and we've looked into, you know, just as a good reminder, is that companies are sitting on a lot of cash. How are you going to show your shareholders how you're going to use that cash?
And I guess, again, connect that back up with what the strategic direction of the company is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right.
Well, I'm John Blackmore with Cognos, and I've been speaking with Janet Kirstner, who's the editor of CFO Europe. Janet, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you have the DNA for performance evolution? Discover the building blocks for better decision-making at our executive event, Performance Management for Your Real World. Hear firsthand from Cognos President and CEO Rob Ash about the next evolution of Cognos performance management solutions. Learn about our latest product innovations and best practices to accelerate your success. It's all happening January 15th, 2008. Visit cognos.com/jan15 and reserve your seat at one of our live and online events. That's cognos.com/jan15.
taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.